I love looking through my treasure box. It has all the best things I've ever gotten.
God has a treasure box, too. And guess what kind of treasure He puts in it? Do you have a special box filled with treasures? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Maybe you have a treasure box that's filled with special little things that have big memories just for you. Now, I'm not talking about gold or jewels, just normal stuff that reminds you of good times in your life. Well, guess what? God has a treasure box too, and His treasures aren't things like we have, but His people. Check out Deuteronomy 7:6. It says, "The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure." Our story today is called God's Treasure Box. Grace took her treasure box out from under the bed and opened it to look over the contents inside. She took a couple of items out and inspected them. A special note from Grandma, a ballet ticket stub, a birthstone ring, a picture book. She smiled as she returned them to her box. She often did this before going to bed. Seeing her treasures brought memories that gave her happy, warm feelings. One morning, Grace's little sister greeted her eagerly. "I had a dream last night," said Everly. "It was about a great big treasure box. It was way bigger than yours and lots prettier, too. It sparkled all over and it was as tall as the sky." Grace grinned at Everly. "What was in the box?" "I don't know," said Everly. "I couldn't see inside it." "Well, who do you think would own such a big fancy box?" Grace asked. "A king or the president?"
"I know who," exclaimed Everly. "God could have a box like that."
Grace grinned. "If God had a treasure box, what would He put in it? Rainbows, maybe, or oceans? How about mountains or gold?" Everly nodded, but no answer seemed quite right to Grace. "Let's think about that today," Mom suggested. "Let's see who can come up with an even better answer." "Okay," said Grace, but her day was busy and she soon forgot all about it. When Grace got home from school, Everly was waiting for her. "I know what God would put in His treasure box," she said, bouncing up and down. "I know the answer."
"You do?" asked Grace. "How do you know? Mom told you, didn't she?"
Grace turned to her mother.
"What is it, Mom? Tell me too."
Mom smiled at her. "Go look up Deuteronomy 7:6," she said. "Maybe that will help you figure it out." When Grace looked up the verse in her Bible, she saw the answer to the question. "People," she thought. "God would put the people He saved in His treasure box." Grace smiled. She knew she was a part of God's treasure. Well, how about you? Are you a part of God's treasure? Maybe you didn't know God has a treasure, but He does. In today's key verse, He calls His chosen people His treasure. Today, that means anyone who has trusted Jesus as their Savior is His treasure too. Are you included in that group? If not, put your trust in Jesus, who died for your sins so you could be saved and become God's treasure today. To learn more about what it means to become God's treasure, get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Deuteronomy 7:6.
"The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for Himself, a special treasure."
And our key thought for today, God's people are His treasure. If you want an easy way to make time for God every day, then just ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch, or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.